This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm using a squeegee for my what's the fucking word I'm looking for? I'm cleaning the you know what I'm talking about, Hayes. What is it? I've got a big squeegee and I'm cleaning
your big tushy. Is that? I mean, this is real. Like this is real. Like.
No,
the show's about real life. The show is where life happens.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing because
pleasure,
I can't
pain,
believe
birth,
I,
death,
I was unable
cleaning
to...
your big tushy with a squeegee.
No, but I've got the squeegee and I'm getting... And it, we're not just so people before we get the comments of like, you're so nasty now. This show never used to be so nasty. I'm cleaning the outside, the sides
of
it. Yeah,
of course. Yes, of course.
Just the side and the back. And a little bit of the inside next to the hole. And that's it. It's barely getting in there. So I'm doing this. And of course, as always, while I'm doing it, bring, bring, the phone rings. And I'm underground.
This is life. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is real. This is real. Anytime it's time to squeegee your big tushy. First of
right?
all, it rains.
You start.
How
to
you
hear
know
it.
It's going to rain? I just squeegeed my big tushy.
Right? So, didn't need to do that. Just wasted all that money because I buy a new squeegee every time.
Yes.
And I'm in my panic room. So I'm 15 feet below the earth's surface. And I've got, you know, everything's manual down there. I don't trust electricity if I have to get my panic room. So I've got to like pull myself up on these pulleys.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I get up there, they've hung up and they're already leaving a message on the answering machine that I listened to. And it was the cops.
Oh, no. What do they want?
Just to like for me to go to jail for something. So it's like, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's like fucking stupid. So they might come by during this because I told them to get back to me. But we've got a show.
Oh, yeah. And welcome. It's the show. Hollywood Handbook Insider's Guide. Scott Aukerman is here.
So Sprague, so I'm. Yeah. I have this. So I have this squeegee and I'm cleaning.
All right.
What's the word for it? The. Cleaning
your rumpus.
Yes, thank you. In England, we say rumpus. Yeah, instead of big tushy. Yeah,
of course.
That's right. Okay. Of course. Yeah.
This will be helpful for me. Let me see how it's really.
Let me see if I would like listening to my show.
Yeah, we're taking it out for a little test drive.
Sorry. Oh, hey, Sean. Oh, hey, guy. We were just in the middle of a story. Sorry.
You guys were talking. You were having your own conversation.
We were having a side convo, waiting for you to bring us into the Zoom room.
Yeah, sometimes when we do these things, we like to start out, we go, you know, I'm going to tell a quick story. And then we just start saying stuff and start stringing together details.
Wow, that's so weird. And the story was very similar.
Yeah.
But it is how.
Oh, it was similar to what you guys were talking about?
Yeah, but I guess that is kind of what a lot of people are doing right now. It is Halloween.
It's Halloween. Yeah. Everybody's kind of getting ready to get their, you know, to be able to squeeze
their
costume rumpuses around their stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it helps if it's like... If it's wet enough that you can just like slide it right over.
Just so you guys know, I wasn't doing anything dirty. I wasn't doing like inside, you know.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck, man.
I was just doing the outside, a little bit of the crack.
Yeah,
just around.
And a little of the inside.
A little bit of the inside. Mainly, you know, spending a lot of time maybe in the inside, but not necessarily like, you know.
But not covering a ton of ground.
Yes.
Just picking one little patch and making sure that you get it.
This is one of those classic Hollywood moments where this Hollywood icon wants to He wants to come out and make it clear how he washes his ass for people. He's like, I wash my ass every other day. I do the outside, not the inside.
Yes. And we're always like, whenever someone comes on the show, we're always like, what's the thing that they're trying to like get at there? What's the like crisis PR that like made them come on here?
Yeah.
And with Scott, it seems like it was that he was watching.
Putting out a lot of fires at this point, watching too much. And my people said I should come on to HH. Mm-hmm. Is this HHPV or this is just pure
Kevin decides
HH?
That after the show.
Yeah. Oh, with how good it came out? Or
that's why he's
what is
in
the criteria,
here.
Kevin?
Yeah. Typically the theme song.
Oh, God, who's that? sorry. We should warn you.
God, I'm seeing this guy for the first time. Is that I recognize the voice. I just have never seen you in person. Is that
Hi,
Kevin?
Scott. I'm Kevin. I produced your podcast for
a
little bit.
Yeah, I remember. We were in the same room, but I had my back to you most of the time.
It's good to put my face to my name for you.
Yeah, you know, now that I see you, your name is exactly what your face is.
It is, right? You don't need it. You don't need the face.
Yeah, just a bunch of consonants.
Yes.
A weird last name. That's what your face is to me. Yeah.
You just hear, I could have just heard the name Kevin Bartelt and skipped my eight,
now, is that
nine
how you
years.
Say that, by the way? Bartelt? Is that because I believe I called him Bartlett the last when I was thanking him for his years of service? Because I'd only seen it in print, you know, and of course, when I saw it in print, it was usually because, you know, we'd had it fact checked. Up till then, but I would only see he'd never said it to me in person, like, oh, hey, by the way, my last name is whatever it was that you said, Hayes. I'm not quite sure. I can't even remember what it was. What is it? Bart Belt.
It's the Bart Belt.
It's Bart Belt. Yeah, he's named after Bart Simpson's belt.
Great dance.
His parents named after Bart Simpson's belt, which at the time was like a really hot thing, you know,
and because he says like eat my shorts and it's really like good luck with this belt, it's not coming off.
It's a challenge.
Yes.
Were you guys,
that's always been the meaning of that.
And I'm sorry to interrupt Kevin Bartbelt, but were you guys at the Simpsons Hollywood Bowl thing?
Which one?
Which night?
The one all where they all came out there and started doing seeds. They started running onto the couch a few different ways and stuff like that. Is that what
you mean? Were you there? Yeah, the Simpsons themselves. Not the creators behind the Simpsons. It was the actual Simpsons.
I wasn't there, no.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, everyone did the Bartman at the end. It was really, really good. So I just wanted to make sure you guys were there.
Wow. John Williams came out and did the Bartman.
He scored it. Yeah, he scored the entire Bartman.
Oh my!
The entire time conducted it. It was amazing. Anyway, Kevin Bartbelt, what did you? What's the criteria?
I do it by the theme song that I play. So if I play the main feed theme song, then I'll put it on the main feed. And if I play the pro version theme song, I'll typically make that the pro version. So today's was the main feed.
I never knew how that worked. That is so cool. Here, you know, we've been doing this show a long time and I'm still learning about it. That's really cool.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah, you know how they put out those like Disney behind the scenes on like how they made Falcon and the Winter Soldier? You guys should do that. Like a quick behind the scenes episode of what Kevin has to do.
Have you ever done a behind the scenes episode?
I should do that.
Hmm? You should do that? No, the both of you should do it.
I'm going to do it. As a proud Disney adult, something in Sprague's reference point really spoke to my soul. And it just reminded me of seeing those Disney making of things. When I'd go at 40 years old with my little autograph book and I would have all the princesses do their signature for me. And then I'd get on the rides. I'd push little kids out of the way and I'd get on the rides.
Is that part of that? Pushing kids out of the way? I guess I never heard that part of it.
No, yeah. You just let the kids go first. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. They have like no purpose. Yeah. They're like wandering around. It's
then
like, I know where I'm going.
You have to make a plan when you go to the park. If not, you're in the fucking way, you know?
And then you tell them that like Princess Jasmine gave you permission and you write above the signature, Sean can go first on the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a serious question for you guys.
Yeah, hit me. Yeah, anything.
Do you think you'll ever get to the point, and I feel like we're on the cusp, like we're just standing on the knife's edge right now. But where, you know, Modern Family, it won a lot of Emmys, the American Broadcasting Company.
Sure.
It was a situational comedy.
The revolutionary sitcom, yes.
Well, a lot of people don't know the behind the scenes of that, which is the two people who created it, Steve Levitan, who cast me on Just Shoot Me, as we all know, and the other guy, whoever his name is. Oh, no, Christopher Lloyd. He's the same name. Lloyd. Same name guy
Doc
as...
Brown.
Yeah, yep. Doc Brown. That they, after the first season or something, were in such a feud and a snit that they separated the writers' rooms. They would never see each other on set, and they would be in charge of every other episode. Do you guys think you'll get there?
I mean, I don't want to like get too much into it, but like this is a me episode. Sean is pre-recorded for this one.
Oh, okay. So wait, so how is this working? Where like do you know everything that we're going to talk about right now? How is this working with what
you've
Sean's
been kind of like doing this for a long time? Yes, we know.
Oh, okay.
What you're going to talk about. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let's see what Sean says right now. See if it fits.
Yeah, sure. Let's see.
My big tushy.
Yeah, so, it fits. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Hold it back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, yes, he's going to be responding to everything that you're saying. He is pre-recorded, but like, that's just because you are so, so
predictable.
Predictable. Yes. Predictable, see? Yeah.
Predictable.
So, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, he's back. There it is. Wow. He's got it.
That's
wow.
pretty good. And it's pretty efficient because only one he has to show up, you know, that's pretty great.
Now, yeah.
Let me ask you guys. We were talking about Halloween.
Do you want an introduction? I don't care.
No. We're hijacking this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're by the way, we're the hosts of Scott Hasn't Seen. This is Sprague the Whisperer.
Scott Hasn't
Scott
Seen.
Ackerman.
Scott Ackerman. Stewie. Yes.
Stewie here. CBB World, of course. You know.
CBBWorld.com.
CBBWorld.com. Currently broken under
website's
construction.
Down, which is not anybody's fault.
Oh, how weird.
Really...
Huh.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try to
it's
fix
something,
that.
It's something, some of the codecs are missing. It's like broken, you know, the little broken.
Oh, do you mean the codices?
Codices, yes. Some of those look
the
like.
Da Vinci codices.
Some of those look like they fell off.
How did he know how to say the Da Vinci codices?
I don't know.
I just riffed that in a moment, I think. Wait, did you honeypot me where you said codexes? And then I corrected you.
I led you. Yes, I led you to it. I did
there?
Sort of the We're Bugs Bunny Scott. Hitchhiker female leg.
Oh, my God.
And you screeched right to...
yeah, man. That pathology I have of correcting people.
Hold on. I'm checking out the back end of the website right now because you guys said it was down. I'm checking it out. Here we are.
Okay.
It says
Big Tushy.
So, he might want to wash the. Yeah.
Yeah. I might want to wash that out. Yeah,
did he know that I would beat him to it? Wow.
Yeah. That's what it says. It says Big Tushy. So I'm going to erase that. All right.
Okay. Erase Big Tushy.
I think we're back up. All right. This is pretty good.
Okay.
You
know, good.
Should we talk? So you guys are on Patreon. We're not doing Patreon, right?
We're Memberful, which is a Patreon subsidiary. Somehow we got relegated to a subsidiary company.
Yeah.
You guys are on the big dogs, the Patreon?
Yeah. We went with the main one. They, first of all, the website is functional. That's like an amazing.
That was probably the biggest selling point for us.
The biggest thing,
and also on the one that you're on, every time we brought it up, Kevin would go, "I'll give you a Memberful."
Just
to avoid
I just got tired of hearing that.
Yeah.
Joe, and he would kind of squeeze himself in this way that made me pretty uncomfortable.
Squeeze himself like a part of his body or just his whole.
Yeah, he would do both. He would do both. It was a pretty long routine, as a matter of fact.
Where he would like turn his back to you and do the whole like he's kissing a girl.
Yeah, he
thing.
Acts like he's making out, and then he's like, he's doing two different voices of like, "I want a memberful," and then he's like, "Well, here you go." And it was not my favorite kind of routine of his that he does. So I just kind of
I love his Charlie Chaplin. That's the one that I.
That's the stuff that
the
I
little
like
tramp.
When he.
With the mustache.
Silent. He did incorporate that into his memberful routine.
I loved it. He was wearing the little tiny, you know, like thin mustache and doing his arm in a weird, like kind of salute in a way. And he had this fun insignia on his armband. And he was saying things like "Arbeit macht frei." I remember was one of his catchphrases. That's what Charlie Chaplin said, right? The little tramp.
Yeah, he's that famous. I mean, he, you know, it was a silent comedian, except for that, he would say.
Yeah,
except for that.
He had one catchphrase, but he was, but he was such a small tramp. Just the littlest.
That's the thing that people overlook when they talk about him. They're always talking about like, oh my God, look how poor he is and look how baggy his clothes are and look how he's eating a can of beans on a train car.
This big.
And so a bean for him is like, that's a week of meals is one bean.
Oh God, yeah. No, and comedy's gotten away from that. And you go to the movies now and you see these enormous tramps.
Yeah. Well, it's cancel culture.
Tramps the size of
it's
a fucking bug.
It's cancel culture right now, and that's you can't do that anymore.
You can't even say
no.
Actually.
You can't be. Yeah, you can't. Be
you have to. Have,
sorry,
have to be
just,
enormous.
Can I just say what Kumail had to do just to play a tramp in movies today?
He got so swole just to play a tramp.
Should not have to.
It shouldn't be required because he's extremely, extremely sick from doing that.
You guys, let me ask you. You guys lift weights?
I have.
This is a segment on our show, by the way, called Do You Even Lift, Bro?
Do you even lift, bro?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just go around and say your routines, probably like, what, power cleans into some squats.
Clean jerks. Yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That it?
So my thing is I just kind of throw the weight and try to catch it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like up in the air or away from
I'm
you?
I'm trying to get it up in the air. It doesn't go, I think I'm working up to that. Like
that's
at some point,
strength,
I think it's going to go
you.
Up in the air and then I'm going to be able to grab it.
Mm-hmm. At some point, if you throw it away from you and then you have to run really fast, that works on your endurance.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in such a small room when I'm doing this, Scott. I don't think it's got much room to roll. It's put some dents in the wall and stuff, but it hasn't gone clean through.
How big is your home gym? Is it, what is it, like 200 square feet or?
No, again, the room that I'm using as a home gym currently is like, it's tiny. It's not 200 square feet. It's more like.
What was its purpose when you bought your place?
It was a lock.
Oh, wait, are
locker.
You renting? I'm sorry.
It was a school locker, so there's room for a backpack. And if I kind of squinch up and kind of like, little tramp myself in there, I can, I can get both my shoulders in between. But then moving the weight around is like not.
It's tough. Yeah.
Have you seen the concert for George Harrison where Prince comes out? They're doing While My
Guitar
Gently
air,
Weeps.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't say that's like a concert for George
tears
Harrison.
Off this
as much
incredible
as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction
solo. And then he throws his guitar in the air and it just disappears.
He
just walks off stage. Mm-hmm. That's my routine.
So you do that once a day? You throw a guitar
to
the air?
So wait, you have to,
I play a whole concert solo on it.
For George Harrison?
All the guys are there. Tom Petty's there.
Did you say Todd Petty?
Todd Petty is there.
Todd Petty showed up. Yep.
Danny Harrison is there.
Danny Aiello.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Danny Aiello is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Bell Biv DeVito.
Kim, not Kim Deal. Kim Meal is there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what?
Meal Young.
I was at a Kookaroo with the Deal sisters once, and they totally had a Deal meal there.
Oh, wow. What does that mean? They ate food?
They ate food. I will say they were holding hands the entire time they ate, which was very adorable.
The Deal sisters held hands?
They did. It was crazy.
I'm happy knowing that Scott is going to sleep like a fucking baby tonight. Knowing that he did correct you on the concert for George Harrison and that will be recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you
Man,
pull that
how did
Hunson.
He know I was going to correct him about George Harrison? It was crazy. The Deal sisters, one of them had to eat with their left hand.
That was my question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one of them had to train themselves to eat with their left hand in case they ever went to lunch together so they could hold hands the entire time.
So it wasn't even in preparation for doing that. It was just in case they ever had
in
to
case,
go to lunch.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, in our culture, a handshake does often signify a closed deal.
Mm-hmm. That is interesting.
So perhaps they were just honoring that tradition by like a constant handshake. To
how did that
him,
get
hey.
Started, Sean? How did?
Yeah, well, it was because people were always trying to poison each other.
Oh,
and so one way that you would prove, like, hey, I'm not poisoning you, is you would squeeze the other person's hand so hard that any poison you were holding would surely murder you as well.
Yes. Got it. Wow. Boy, when, yeah. How long ago was that? Was that...
That was like the 60s and 70s. Oh, that I mean, specifically, I'm not making a joke. It was in 69.
I really want to. I want to laugh at that.
No, but, I know, yeah. I know, but I'm, and I know it's the temptation. Obviously, is to joke.
Yeah.
When I bring up 69, because it's a very, it's a,
it's, I mean,
it's an absurd sex act.
Scott, I've got I want to go back to the sisters. I got a question. So they're holding hands, right? Is it one of them holding a knife and the other holding a fork, and they're like working as a team to sort of cut up food and feed each other, or?
Come to
separately.
Think of it, I actually think they were doing the improv thing where one of them had their hands behind their back and the other one was behind them and yes. doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mockery and styles.
That makes a lot more mm-hmm. sense.
By the way, speaking of 69, and I'm not... Sprague, come on. Don't Sorry. Laugh.
No, come on. We're not making a joke. We're
it's a funny number.
Talking about the... Yeah.
I was over visiting my parents recently. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't know how it came up, but I decided to find out the night I was conceived.
Okay.
Yep.
And it was in 69. And I've
You were conceived via 69.
I've made that joke before of like I was conceived wow. in a 69, mm-hmm. in 69. But I really wanted to figure out
You made that joke before. Okay, just wanted to be clear.
I wanted to figure out what day it was. And mm-hmm. so I worked backwards, however many weeks it is when you have a child, and found out it was 9/11.
Wow.
Which is really insensitive. And I told them that. I was like, guys, are you sure you should have been doing this?
Unbelievable that mm-hmm. it was 9/11 and they were like,
let's do this. I'm in the mood.
Let's do mutual oral.
Hey, Dad, let's do this.
Mm. Hey, Dad.
Why is she calling him Dad?
Well, yeah, he was a dad by always, then.
Yeah.
Not only that, you know they raw dogged it. You know what I mean? Which is so fun.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
Yeah. 9/11 no, they, at least where
they specifically
protection.
Told me the condom broke.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, that's one
it
thing we
shattered.
Can all...
Hey, Dad, it's 9/11. Throw on this flimsy condom and let's 69. They wanted it to break. It's like the condom broke. I don't know. During a 69, it's like you broke it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that the passive voice doesn't apply there.
I really hope when he recorded this a few days ago that he really anticipated what we were talking about, because if he didn't, I don't know what he's trying to say right now.
Yeah, because she's really good at, you guys are really good at like sort of delegating, but he's right on. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hollywood
Handbook. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
But, you know, I mean, we did want to, it's being a what are we talking about? We did want to bring up, when you guys get the CBB World stuff, like,
the assignments
with the website works.
Yeah, well,
yeah. We and I'm checking back on it again. It is broken again.
A big piece fell off.
You're supposed to be a big piece of the website fell off.
There's a huge piece,
motherfucker. Okay.
Shit,
and Sprague, part of it's rusted.
Sprague, come on, man.
I'm on it.
Other than co-hosting the show with me.
This thing is like Skylab. So,
that's the one thing that didn't fit with what you were saying. It was like a clunker. Yeah, you think you would have edited that out.
I wanted to bring you guys in here to see if you ever get that website up, we would love to join you over there and kind of get away from
Patreon.
I like Patreon as
Patreon
a service.
Is great.
Yeah. Ours in particular doesn't
we
feel like the right
just
home.
Patreon. Yeah,
right. That would be great. Right. What are you guys doing over there? Because I, to be honest, once you left my baby, I stopped paying attention to whatever it was that was going on with you. I
remember you paying close attention while you were there,
right up until the last day, right?
Giving you producer notes every week, just constantly trying to make it better, calling in favors,
leaving little sure words of encouragement, you know, before each episode. I remember that.
Just the
legitimately,
image of
I do.
Scott's
I do believe. I do believe.
The glass.
I do believe Kevin asked me to help with one guest, and I was unable to get him.
Okay. Do I know about this,
those
Kevin?
Little Ted Lasso pep talks that you would come in us right before? That was like what it was all about for me. What was the guest?
I consider them to be Mitt Romney pep talks now because he's sort of taken over that role.
So, what kind of show would you? I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
If
what?
You
what
be
do you guys
world,
do over there?
We got a pretty high bar kind of.
We're not married to any of the stuff that we've done. We want to try to fit into your brand a little more.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I mean,
that would be amazing. Even one show would be huge.
Just like one episode.
One episode of one show?
One episode of one show would be awesome. We will absolutely leave behind everything that we're doing. Kevin, of course, is a dead
he's not welcome to join us. Yeah, yeah. We
well,
sort of leave
let,
him.
Let me be honest with you. Okay, so CBB World, for people who don't know what it is it's sort of an expansion of the CBB universe in a way. And I know
it's an immersive experience. Oh, it's an immersive experience.
It's a metaverse.
But why not call it the CBB metaverse or universe instead of world? But I thought,
metaverse? How about this? The betaverse. That it's CBB world.
Shit.
Meta world peace averse.
But betaverse is spelled B E T A.
Betaverse?
And that's not just that it's, that's not because of.
Because we're a beta cuck?
I'm saying it's not for that reason.
Okay. But so it really is about, fans of the show and, and people who listen to the show every week can still listen to it for free and all that kind of stuff. But it's really for the people who want to spend a little more time with our best guests and the people who are, really important to the show, for them to kind of expand and do what they want. And quite honestly, like, you guys were on the show a few times, but it was mainly
because
you were passing through the studio.
Did happen a couple times. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember one anniversary show in particular, you had just finished your own show and I said, "Oh, well, stick around, do the first 5 minutes and only."
That
the first
was
five
awesome.
Minutes.
That was
the fucking best.
But now that you guys have left my baby, it's like when you have a friend and they have, they have a boyfriend for several years, and they're and she's your good friend and they have a boyfriend and then they leave, they break up. It's like, how often am I gonna talk to this other guy? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? And you guys, let me clarify a little bit. You guys are
Boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Okay, yeah, I got lost in that scenario. I was like, am I going to hook up with my friend here?
Sean is...
Like, okay, so she's finally single.
Sean is baby. The boyfriend's baby?
I'm baby.
I'm basically, baby guys, boyfriend. Guys, I'm basically saying, what would happen if you guys kissed? And we've never seen that on the show. Uh-huh. And the tension has been building up, like moonlighting and,
Honestly, it turns out nothing. And like...
Really?
No point in doing it on the show. Nothing happened.
So it's like the woos that you would normally hear when something like that happens on like did Urkel, Sprague, did Urkel ever kiss anyone?
Oh, yeah. He kissed Myra a lot. That was his other nerd girlfriend. He was all over Myra. A lot of woos, yeah.
Was there ever a virginity loss episode of Family Matters?
Yeah, there's this episode where he goes into the transformation machine and he comes out and he says, "I lost my virginity." So I guess he just jerked off in there or something. I don't remember. It's an old show, Scott. You're asking me all this family.
Well, that's what our show is. Is like you've seen all these old movies, and I haven't seen them. And so.
I mean, the thing about that is it's a sustainable premise. You know, like what's your guys' sustainable premise? You guys want to talk about Hollywood or?
Well, I could say we don't want to do that anymore.
No, we could, but
if you want us to, we will.
Back to the reality shows. Stuff. I mean, that was
not really.
I remember meeting when you guys pitched me the reality show. It was
electric, huh?
Oh, well, I mean, it was a cloudy day. It was very overcast and and it was very dark. I remember it was a dark day,
as if an omen were coming.
Well, I just, I remember I had my darkest sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And we were also sitting under an umbrella.
A lot of shade, but no reason for there to be shade because there were so many clouds in the sky, and it was it's almost like a nuclear winter had fallen over the valley. Do you mind me saying it was in the valley? I can't remember if we met there because I live there or because you guys live there.
I've never lived there, but I remember it.
Oh, that's right. It was about 20 paces from my house. That's right. Okay, that's why I was. That's why I was willing to go there. I remember that.
So you could have a duel if it came to that.
Sure.
From your house.
Like, I could say exactly let's take 20 paces and then I'm just slam the door in my house and they try to shoot through the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But
here's a pitch for what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just a possible CBB world. I think it's great. If you want to keep that, that's great.
That's fine.
Just a thought. CBS world.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. I like where you're going with this.
Ghosts.
It's a show just came out. Yeah.
Yep. Be positive.
Mm.
Okay. Are you talking to ghosts right now, or are you?
ghosts, be positive.
Ghosts, it's your time of year. I want to see game faces out there. Be positive, gang.
What about CBSRadfordWorld.com?
CBSRadfordWorld.com. So the studio.
The studio lot
specifically where they still do hold an honorary parking spot for Les Moonves right in the front.
He'll be back.
They can't assign it to anyone else, but they also cannot have him park there. And so it's just...
Yeah. You know,
Speaking of ghosts, where they
tape The Bachelor, and they used to tape Seinfeld, I believe, there.
The Big Brother house, maybe.
Big Brother house is right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I Love Lucy, right I believe, was there. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just pulling stuff out of my ass right now.
Go Brooklyn Nine-Nine over there.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine was definitely there.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine was definitely there.
APBIO.
Mm-hmm.
AP Bio was there. AP Bio.
I thought it was APBO.
There. Yeah. It is. It's APBO.
APBO.
Funny show. APBO. Yeah. As teacher, good. He has.
Is it Jane Goodall?
Ape. Yeah.
From the neck down, yeah. He's an ape.
His character's name is Jake Goodall.
You go, I don't know what my mom did with those apes, but I.
But I inherited something.
I don't smell so good.
Well, I think this is a good idea. I mean, where would you guys fit into that, though? I don't really know.
I guess that's a good point. We probably are not.
No, we're not a part of that. I had a really quick idea, and this is just I know that it's in the realm of things you like. What if we just did a show we haven't seen Scott see? So you're doing Scott hasn't seen.
Yeah, this is
right.
Good. A spinoff always works.
There's so many more things that maybe you've seen them, maybe you didn't, but I wasn't there. We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You know, this is legitimately.
We haven't seen Scott seen. I wasn't there too.
Yes.
Legitimately, if you guys want to do a show called Hayes and Sean Haven't Heard Scott Hasn't Seen.
Thank you.
And you talk about, it's like an after show wrap up show where you haven't listened to our episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great for me.
If you legitimately want to do this,
think happened in each episode.
Yeah, if you legitimately want to do the show, yes, you have. Yeah. We have,
and you would have to make Kevin listen to every episode so he can kind of just
chime in with his great chime-ins. Mm-hmm. He's the best at chime-ins.
I can see there being like one big issue with that right off the top. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna listen.
Right. Yeah, I mean that's the problem.
I mean we've got
huge
guests.
Fucking catnip, dude. I'm not staying away from that. And it also that idea steps a little bit on my other pitch, which is Parks and Recollection. No need to change the title, but it's just me remembering Parks episodes. Only I haven't seen most of them.
That's pretty good. I like this.
It's out of order. We don't have Rob. We don't have Alan. What are
the things you legitimately remember about Parks and Recreation? Any episode, anything about them?
Well, there was a character named Matt Merbles who worked at their sort of Google type company.
Okay, you played this person, I'm assuming. How does it feel? Because I have firsthand knowledge of this. How does it feel to a producer who casts you on the show? I'm assuming you did an audition. Because that would have killed the deal. But it's someone who just knows you, like favor to a friend. Mm-hmm. Because I've been in this position with you. To cast you on this show and go like, you know what? Sean needs some extra bucks. He obviously like could
always.
Use a little cashola.
Like
plus
a frigging locker or something.
He has that unquenchable like yearning for fame. So any kind of camera time will be great for him to cast you on their show and then have you just shit on them.
Can I just say,
yeah.
It is quenchable.
It is. At some point he will have
If
have
he
his
gets
fill.
Really famous, that he'll be like, that's awesome.
My God, what if you became, what if you became Friends level famous? I can't imagine that ever happening for you. But
I'm one of the Friends.
You're that level of fame.
He's as famous as
friends.
All the Friends.
Yeah.
So I'm like a Matt LeBlanc type. Mega celeb.
Yeah, or Schwimmer or any
Schwimmer.
Of those guys.
I mean, at that point, you'd have a successful podcast.
What if that happens to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I might drop one podcast.
So you would still be doing podcast because you just can't get enough. You have that hole in your soul that just can't be filled.
Mm-hmm. Love of the game, baby.
Yeah.
I don't do this. It's very clear I don't do it for the listeners. So why am I doing it?
Right. I get it. But back to my original question. How does it, how do you feel guilt about that? To basically like, because I cast you on my show and Hayes, you were busy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, of course you have a very busy career and Sean, you were doing nothing. And so, you know, we put you into the Allison Janney episode and mm-hmm. you had, and I thought you did a great job and you were very funny. And, I think I even told you when I was editing, like you were making me laugh, you know, during it and stuff. Yeah. And then to have you just shit on me, the show. Mm-hmm.
When did I shit on the show?
Maybe it's the tone of your voice. I don't know what it is. Maybe it wasn't actually specifically you shit on the show as much as I feel like you're shitting on the show at all.
I'm but a mirror, Scott. I am a butt mirror, Scott. You use me to make sure the squeegee is getting to the patch
okay.
that you previously identified as a problem area.
Mm.
In any case, it
but
was great.
Scott, yeah. I want to say thank you for putting me on the show. Thank you for telling me that I was making you laugh in the edit. And I am sorry if I ever made you feel like I watched your show and didn't like it.
Wait, first of all, you're apologizing if you made me feel something. That's not a real apology, but.
Okay.
But did I make you?
Yes.
I feel like you're also saying you're apologizing if you made me feel like you watched the show.
You didn't finish the sentence and didn't like it.
Because you never watched it?
Scott, we're going to get down to the little teeniest, tiniest detail of every grain of sand. I mean,
I do not believe you did not watch your own episode. There's nothing you love more than just the sound of your own voice. You had to have watched your episode. And now, admittedly, it was on IFC and not everyone can afford
it. It's famously easy to get.
Not everyone can afford Basic on. Cable Plus.
Yeah, very accessible. No, I was able to see clips of my performance. I was able to find little, like, they were using it as, like, the bumpers.
The bumpers in between episodes?
No, before other videos.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I went to watch, like, a Garfunkel and Oates episode.
Oh, okay.
I'd see, like, half a line of my dialogue.
Because they only did five episodes. You had time to watch those, but you didn't have time to watch your own episode of my show?
It's not a time issue, Scott.
Really? QC? What is it?
Let me ask you this. Would you like it better if it was a time issue?
I gotta say, Hayes, this is incredible that he's timed out this incredibly deep conversation with Scott.
We talked about this. He said that like this hadn't come up before.
So he knew that this was going to come up.
Sean hasn't done the show. Scott hasn't done the show in a while.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
Sean and I actually got together a few days prior, and we knew this would be a really hot scene, so we got David Mamet to write that scene. And then I crossed out all the F words because I just find them distasteful.
Mamet loves it.
It's
crass.
It's
too nasty.
It's so nasty.
Yeah.
It's also not what like a businessman would say.
Yeah. You know, I mean, he's in a professional environment.
It's like these guys are at work.
Yeah. I would call HR immediately if someone was like, third place is you're fucking fired. I'd be like, excuse me, we have an HR issue here.
Yeah.
You know what I think you guys could do on CBB World?
Okay.
Here's what we do, Scott. We have a CBB Presents, and it's like an annual award show. And who are the two dynamic hosts? Hayes and Sean. And they're roasting people. And they're doing sketches each of the podcasts.
We're
Ricky Gervais. Yes,
you guys are both
they're so mad at us, but they brought us back again. They made
all the sacred cows
big
of podcasting get... skewered by the masters.
To do it and every time I'm Ricky and I'm like, oh, I promise I won't do it again. Please, I'll be good this time.
We're just having a laugh, aren't we?
I don't know, guys. First of all, if we were to start a CBB World Award show, somehow Conan O'Brien would probably win those, you know?
And so,
okay.
Can we talk about
go
this?
Go off, King.
This guy sucks.
He's sucking up everything in our universe. He's like one of those sandworms in Dune.
Yeah. But secondly, I just don't think we can ever have two straight white males as hosts of an award show together ever again. You know, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
you
a good
know.
Point.
It's a good
you
point.
Want us to kiss again?
This is keeps coming back
the straight part,
this.
I guess, wasn't okay. the part that I had issue with. It
okay.
was mainly the color of your skin.
Right. Okay.
And your cultural, you know, appearance and you know.
Right.
The fact that Hayes right now, you have your hair in dreadlocks, which is just insensitive, I think.
Well, he just came back from Miami Beach.
I get it, but.
You try going to Miami for 3 days and come back without dreadlocks.
They do that when you get off the plane, like in Hawaii, they give you a lay. So that's an issue. And if everyone who got an award was also white, that solves it or no?
Yeah, would that help?
We want to call it the White Podcast Awards. If that was the case, to be honest, Carl Todd would have to host that. That would
you
be
probably funny. Would just call it the Podcast Awards and it would be the same thing.
Yeah, not.
Okay, we can workshop that. You merch table. You guys have like a merch table show where like while people are
merchandise tape. I mean, is what we call it.
Yeah, like something where like while people are listening to Scott hasn't seen,
peruse.
They can like turn that down, and then suddenly we're there and we're like, hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So you guys are like outside the concert in case like someone goes to the bathroom during.
Yes.
The actual program, like, oh, hey, by the way, the lines aren't very long right now. They will be once the show is over. Why don't you buy some merch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or like, if people have like a second phone, these are like the consumers that you want, really. These people that
disposable
like
disposable income,
that like just put their phone down to listen to a show, and then put another phone in the bathroom. And so when they go to the bathroom, we're in there. But then we're the merch table show.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I guess. I don't know how we would fit it into the actual show that we're doing. I mean, it's.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if we need two straight white guys selling merch.
Let me pitch
really?
You
this. Really? Yeah. That too? We can't do that either?
Well, it's cancel culture, baby.
Well, it's more of a thing.
I guess the optics are pretty bad.
Yeah. People want to imagine when they go to a merch table, the people selling it are like what it's aspirational, what they want to be. And to see like two dorky white guys wearing the merch, it's like, no, they want like a cool African American guy who's
you're
like,
right.
You know,
it's true. You need a diverse guy to wear this shirt that says Schmeideberg Pretzel Factory, Dusseldorf, Deutschland. Only smalls and XXLs available still. Oh, man.
Is that really a shirt? Wow.
Yes.
That's great. Man, we're diversifying. I love it.
So the website's back up, Hayes? You on the website right now?
So the shirt was on there for a second, then the shirt caught fire.
Oh, shit. Okay. I thought that was going to happen.
The shirt's broken.
God damn it. Sprague, you have one job.
I'm on it.
Fix everything. That's your one job.
Let me ask you guys this. What if we did a Scott hasn't seen the pro version? What do you guys do on that?
Yeah.
You guys just
Have you guys copyrighted
pro version? Is that something we could do if we wanted to do a second show?
Because
that would be amazing. That could be huge for us.
There's a lot of times people start podcasts and to be honest, they don't look into the fact that is there another podcast with the same name? This has happened so many times, and then people complain and they have to change the name. What if we did that and just stole your name?
Could be amazing if people Googled us or Googled you and then like
let's be a little more realistic
not
about
like,
us.
Not like click on us. I mean, like, obviously they're not going to click on us, but even just seeing
they'll
us.
They'll see it so that they're not confused when your names come up in other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
what's
could be
the,
awesome.
What's the most Googled term? Maybe we work backwards. What's the most Googled thing in the world?
Right.
Like probably the Beatles,
probably rice or something.
How to cook rice? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Great. So let's make a show with you guys called How to Cook Rice, and that way, anytime anyone looks this up on Google, suddenly you guys are there.
I hate to do this to myself, but two straight white guys teaching you how to cook rice.
Yeah,
is anybody buying this?
Well, I'm gonna pitch this to Kulop. Yeah. You're right.
We can't. You guys can't do that. I don't think it's a good idea for you.
We
guys
could.
To get
so
anywhere near it.
I just looked this up. It turns out the most Googled question is "Is it nighttime?" Which makes perfect sense. They have nighttime everywhere in the world.
Is it nighttime?
Wait, is that most Googled question for like kidnap victim?
And so if we do that show,
is this not Google or just like what's outside a window? What are you looking at right now?
I'm on Google and it looks to me like what gets Googled most often is shame, Fassbender movie.
Okay, no, that's your own search algorithm popping up.
Okay, because it doesn't matter what letter I put in. That
it auto
completes to that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you. It seems like that maybe would be the podcast we should do.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know, guys. I don't. I'm not loving any of these ideas. I do semi like.
Have you seen that movie?
No. I've not. Is that the one you want to do? Because you guys already did the
Space Jam 2: A New Legacy.
Yeah.
You can just do it. We can also like sell you ideas. You know, like how on Curb. Like they have writers come in and they pay you like $35 for an idea,
or you could fax me ideas. Like
yeah,
Leno
exactly.
Used to,
we can submit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you see
if I buy an actual fax machine for my house, and I'm faxing you in jokes every morning, ideas for the podcast.
Okay, here's a real question, Sean. Say that I called you up and I said, I'm going to pay you $1,000 a week to do that for real. Would you do it every morning? And I'm like, every morning I want you to take 1 hour in the morning, write down any idea you have for the podcast or jokes or anything like that, fax them to me. I'll pay you $1,000 a week. Would you? And if so, how long before you got sick of it and quit?
I would do it.
You would do.
I have to buy a fax machine.
Fax machine comes included. I'll find an old fax machine.
Give me a fax machine.
Yeah, I loan you a fax machine. If you ever quit, I take it back.
And nothing will ever be accepted. You're saying that ahead of time.
It might be. I might.
It will be. But
I'm doing this because I genuinely like your point of view.
Probably not.
But more than that, I just like the idea of you spending time thinking about me every single morning,
having to get up in the morning and do it. Because I already, you know, I get up pretty early as it is to parent.
Uh-huh.
So what we're looking at then is I'm probably having to get up at like 6 a.m. to do this.
Yeah, well, I tape my shows at 7 a.m., as you know, so I need them by 7.
Need them by 7.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
That's good. That good, because that's when my kid gets up. Yeah. So I would do it how long before I got tired of it?
It's $1,000 a week, you said?
$1,000 a week, yeah.
Okay. I wonder if we can make money on this coming and going. So let me...
Yeah,
just
hit
like,
me.
What's your pitch?
The guy doesn't even do rejected jokes on that thing anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, my. So you're talking about Sonic hasn't done it in years.
The shit's laying dormant forever.
Yes.
But it's a brand people know.
It's a brand, exactly. And it comes
it's like
a
Minute
certain,
Maid.
Yeah. And so we say like, hey, we'll rent this... this domain name, basically, that's all it is. This is a domain name. We'll rent this from you for $1,000 a week.
This guy knows computers.
And then we put Sean's rejected jokes on there. So like we're building a clout. We're building a community that way.
Rejected vague podcast notions.
Yeah. Yes. And we should call that Scott Hasn't Seen the Pro Version. And then we'll license the name Pro Version from you guys for 25 cents an episode.
And then we sell ads on his...
This is a good deal.
Through his Twitter.
That's cool. And then I also make a video where I perform some of the some of them that haven't gotten, like Rob Riggle comes in and does one.
Does what? Yeah, big winds up, big swing, you know. Yeah, yeah, I think this is not a bad idea, Scott. I think
this feels like this could get us all going pretty good. And
for about 50 grand a year.
That makes me not want to pitch anything else in this episode. Yeah, we're looking at 50 G's.
50 G's a year, and I would be happy to pay it to you just to force you to always be thinking about me. Like, because I feel like it would bleed into the night before you'd go to bed and you'd start dreaming about me and everything.
It's not every day, right? I get weekends off. Yeah.
What do you consider to be a weekend?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about what
Thursday to Tuesday.
The writer's weekend. All right, so you know what? We're recording an episode pretty soon, Sean, and maybe we could get a little taste. We're going to be talking about the movie Friday pretty soon, me and Scott. And, you know, what kind of jokes would you pitch? You know, that's the Ice Cube vehicle, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, I know the film, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't tell me anything about it because I
haven't can't
seen it.
No, anything sorry, from the movie.
Sorry, the Ice Cube vehicle is Are We There Yet? Like, yeah, that's
so cool.
That's the one with the vehicle.
Okay, Hayes, that's a pretty good one, right?
First of all, listen to yourselves, though, guys. Ice Cube vehicle, like a car for ice cubes? Like, that's an idea right there.
Yeah,
like, Sean,
sort of
that's my idea.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Like, what is it? Is it like it's made of ice too, or it's got fire on the sides of the car?
Is it like an ice tray with wheels on the side or something?
Yeah, let's pitch on
all
this.
Of this is my.
You're really good, man. I gotta say.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a good deal for us.
It's like, well, hey, it's gotta be a convertible, right? You fill it up with water and drive it right into the freezer.
It's the one part I don't like about the idea.
Yeah.
And that maybe part I'll take and that and that part I'm not married to.
This guy's a pro.
Has anyone ever gotten married to an idea just to like so in the writer's room they can be like, by the way, I am married to this idea. And then they show pictures from the ceremony and the marriage license and everything.
I like to think my wife married the idea of me rather than what I actually was at the time.
And by the way, Sean, you're for the listener, you're like sitting in front of the saddest exercise machine that has like a towel over it. It's almost like we've gone into a spooky.
Well, the screen's so bright.
We've gone into a spooky haunted house. And there's just like sheets over everything that hasn't been used.
It's Miss Havisham's elliptical.
Yeah. That's
the
a very smart
just
reference.
Very, very it's
smart
very
reference.
Bright. So, you know, towels there. And bonus, you can wipe off your sweat.
Oh, wait, this is for her?
Hmm?
This is for her? You bought this for her?
Well,
in a manner of speaking, yeah. I mean, I bought it for me, but that's for her.
Oh, okay. It was her Christmas present. Hey, I'm gonna occasionally use this for about 3 weeks and then never think about it ever again.
This guy doesn't know my elliptical schedule.
Is there? Do you have codes, discount codes for the monthly pass?
No, this is really exciting, Hayes. I'm so glad you asked this. No, we're going codeless at CBB World. Ooh, that was a big decision that Sprague and I wanted to make.
Yeah.
We looked at every podcast subscription service out there and said, look at all these codes out there. Mm-hmm. They get confusing. Like, what
it
are your
codes?
It was
like the Matrix. They were all kind of coming down in green, and I couldn't understand what was going on.
Like, your codes are probably like, you know, like podcast shit or dumb things to listen to or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's too much. Mm-hmm. It gets to be like, oh, God, I don't even know what these codes
Tushy
are anymore.
Squeegee.
Yeah. We decided to streamline at CBB World and go completely codeless. People pay what they pay when they come to us.
Yeah, it's
really
an innovation.
Exciting.
It's an absolute innovation.
Here's an idea, and just going off of like things that are often Googled, maybe related to podcasts. And this is just the title.
And then we have to go.
And we probably will have to go.
Yeah.
But this is...
You have to go? Wait, you let us go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
No, you let us go, and then you wrap it up.
Hayes often has.
We might
to
do
go.
Another 15 minutes after you guys go.
One thing you might not understand about Hayes is he has to go.
Yeah.
So,
and what you might understand about Sean is he wants to talk after.
Okay. Hayes, I thought you quit show business.
Yeah, that's why I have
to work very, very hard. Like, what? I mean, it's not an election year. You quit show business. Like, what's on your plate right now?
I mean, I have to. So, for example, like, right after, like, what do I have to go do? Right after this?
I guess.
I have to, you know, I like work with the people now. Like I work like with the city. We haven't really talked about this on the show, but like this is what I do now. And so every night I have to give everyone a little kiss.
Everyone in the city of Los Angeles?
I have to give everyone in the city a goodnight kiss, yes.
Wait, so I've gotten a goodnight kiss from you for how long?
Did you sleep last night?
Let me think about this for a second. I remember a bunch of Z's.
Okay, yeah, so that you got a good
That was sleeping. Oh, okay.
You've gotten one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, and every night before. I mean, I've only been doing it for like 3.5 months. So, like,
okay.
So you've gotten a little kiss from me every night.
About so when you come kisses? In, when you come into my room and you see me sort of curled up on my pillow, butt sticking in the air, presented to you, just out there.
Your little pajama flap.
Flap down. Yes. Are you kissing my butt? Or are you trying to... Okay, you're going around for cheek. No. All right.
Well, would that, I never would kiss that, anyone's butt.
If there was a home invasion...
And I tip you over. I gently tip you over. So
that's why you wake up on your side.
Yeah, I do sleep on my side in the morning.
If there was a home invasion and you suddenly heard someone breaking into your house and you didn't have a weapon on you, you know, because guns are very dangerous inside the house, and you got this idea and you were like, the person came into your bedroom and you just had your exposed ass out there just waiting for them. Do you think that deters a home invader, or does that
When was the last time I squeegeed?
Great.
You have a fresh squeegee from just that very evening.
Oh, it was a fresh squeegee. That complicates things.
Nah, that's a damn welcome, Matt.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But hey, Sean, what did you want to ask? You said you had a
you know,
a pitch?
I just now I don't want to pitch it because I know Hayes is going to end it right afterwards, and it's really not a closer.
Okay, we can keep going.
No, I mean we shouldn't, but you know, but basically the idea was, and it's just the title. I have nothing else. It's the Joe Rogan inexperience.
Oh, so like what he's never done before?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like what he's maybe not just, good
or,
at?
Or maybe just 5 minutes away from Joe Rogan. Just a break.
Yeah.
Just like 5 minutes when you are not experiencing Joe Rogan.
I actually like this title better. Like 5 minutes away from Joe Rogan. And then it's just you guys talking. And then people are like, God, thank God. I mean, it's not good.
We could change the Hollywood Handbook show to that.
Yeah.
That would probably be closer to what we're doing. Yeah.
I got to say, huge problem, though. There is one big problem. For that kind of show to have two straight white guys hosting.
Yeah.
Just,
without muscles, too.
Without muscles, you know. They're just like, ooh, one of them went to Harvard or something. We had a lot of trouble there.
Which one of you went to Harvard? I legitimately can't handicap
I'm confused
this.
By that. Who went to Harvard? Was it Kevin?
Either? Come on. Fess up.
I think Sean thought it was Sean. It was Sean. I think Sean thought that we were gonna end by this point. So I said like
oh, he turned off his tape?
So he's out of I think he thought I think he's
so
said,
yeah, I
he
think
thought
the
that
show
wasn't
went
a closer.
Okay,
Oh, he left his tape running. Oh,
he left it on.
He immediately
said that,
talks to
he
his
He said
wife
it wasn't the closer,
the
but like, yeah, I think he thought it
he
actually
forgot,
was
yeah,
the
we'll
closer.
We'll be able to edit around some of his stuff. So,
God, who's he talking about?
I don't think
Thank
that's
God he's not
drag.
Being specific about who he's talking about.
Well, it's easier to do it, you know, when there's no video. People aren't going to feel the jump cuts or anything.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Thank God he's not being specific. It's really
safe. Yeah, we should go before he says anything else. Just that's like
you think
really...
it's you. You think it's you. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just don't want to. I don't even want to get him to say another inflammatory thing or something that he wouldn't want us to hear.
This is a lot like when Matt Walsh used to call me accidentally. He used to butt dial me and leave like 7 to 10 minute long messages where he's talking to his wife. I want to hear what he says. To whoever he's talking to a little bit more.
Okay, I really think that we should, and he's probably not even going to say anything else. I mean,
it sounds like the tape is still going. I still hear a hiss. Okay, that's not really what I was hoping for.
Yeah, I mean,
but at least it tells us he's still going.
This is at the end of the show. Like Kevin will also talk for a really long time.
I had two long pitches we didn't get to. So
yeah. And that's also kind of the reaction when Kevin pitches a really long thing. The reaction is usually kind of like a
Yeah.
We should really do that rejected jokes idea.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, the boys talk to musician Chris Farron, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.